And finally joining us, the final day of June and the final segment of Community Focus this morning, a familiar voice to you now. It is the president of the Broward Veterans Coalition, Joy Allington. I always love to get an update from you every month on what's happening with our veterans. I was really curious, with 4th of July on the way, if you can make recommendations, if there's concerns for veterans who may be triggered by the fireworks on 4th of July, anyone with PTSD?
That definitely can happen. It sounds like machine gun fire and even a vehicle backfiring can happen. But with 4th of July, this can trigger their PTSD. And basically, I would say for family members, just normalize it. And, you know, let them, if they need to go into the house, if they need to just hide in a closet, leave them alone. Then if they need, they probably won't talk to you, but encourage them to call a professional and talk it out with them.
Okay. And hopefully with conversation about it in advance, that can help offset any fears that anyone might have. And, you know, I've heard people suggest before to ask neighbors to be aware of it. People sometimes have fireworks in their backyards and they don't realize who might be in the neighborhood. So It's real easy for you to say, okay, we're not going to go to a public event because of concerns about fireworks, but you know, you don't have control over what people are doing in your own neighborhood.
So that's why it's better for the family members and friends, just normalize things. Even headphones could help a little and, you know, minimize what they hear.
Right. You know, put on the headphones, correct, keep the sound out. That makes so much sense. Yeah.
Correct.
Make a nice mix of music and it's all good to go. Okay, so we'll keep that in mind. And, you know, I also like to remind people that 4th of July is the celebration of our independence that people fought for, and that every war that America is part of is a movement to keep our freedom. So to me, 4th of July is as much for veterans as it is for celebrating the independence of the country.
I totally agree. And I think many times it's lost. That message is lost in our 4th of July celebrations of picnics and barbecues and, you know, just everybody getting together. And while it's not solely for veterans, that is a very important message that's within that holiday.
Okay. Well, we've shared that now, and we'll ask people to remember not only the veterans, but if you have a family member, a friend, a loved one who you know has PTSD, have a conversation beforehand. And you know, I know at the Broward Veterans Coalition, you can also give someone recommendations. If they call, you work with organizations that deal with PTSD and other psychological traumas that people may have experienced in service.
Absolutely. Be happy to help with that.
And, you know, I got an email that said Ryan's Food. And I'm like, what about Ryan's Food? You know, who is Ryan? And it was from the Broward Veterans Coalition. What is that about?
Well, actually, it's a food relief drive through the Miami Dolphins. So they're teaming up with the United Way and they're offering a prepackaged meal to veterans. There's no registration. You just come between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. on July 12th, Friday, and grab that packaged meal. There's no registration. It's first come, first serve. And when they're gone, they're gone.
Okay. That's the same location where the United Way and Mission United have held their turkey giveaways for Thanksgiving and their backpack giveaways for the children of veterans. And it's a great location. Yeah.
1300 South Andrews.
We'll mark that again for Friday, July 12th. And then you've got your annual benefits fair. This is a big deal. Let's talk about when it's happening, where, and go into detail.
Absolutely. The benefits fair this year is going to be at a new location. It's going to be at Long Key Nature Center. It's right across the road from Flamingo Gardens. And we're holding it on September 21st from 11 to 3. And it's just, I'm trying to bring in new and fresh vendors, community partners that you just haven't seen before. And one of those is going to be NeuroLumen. They just were recently certified through the VA. And it's kind of like they have developed a medical equipment that treats pain, inflammation. It's kind of like a TENS machine on steroids.
I love the TENS machine. It really makes a difference.
Therapy. It has light therapy, the TENS machine. It's pretty cool. And they're going to be there showing that off. And I've got some other things on the horizon that I'm looking for. And anybody that would like to be part of this can contact me and get signed up.
Okay. What's the best way to reach you? Do you want them to call or email?
Well, they can call or email, either one.
Okay.
It's 954-271-4804. And that comes directly to me to get signed up. And then our email address would be browardveterans01@gmail.com.
Okay.
browardveterans01@gmail.com. And that will be forwarded to me, and I will get the information to them. For community partners, the tables would be $150. And for nonprofit organizations, there is no charge. But our tables are limited, so you'll need to sign up early.
Who are some of the vendors that are normally there to talk about benefits?
Oh, my goodness. We have a wide variety. NSU shows up, different colleges, Broward College, Everglades University shows up every year. Then there's, the other veteran organizations in the community. They want other veterans to find out about them. And it's just a wide variety of people. And most often we have congressmen or congresswomen or Florida state representatives come, and you can sit at the table and you can have a direct conversation with them.
That's an excellent benefit. That's not something that is often available to people.
No.
And I bet there are some very interesting conversations that take place.
I imagine. Although, you know, we try to give them a little area of their own, but, you know, so it's semi-private. But you have that face-to-face that isn't often available. And I think everyone, especially veterans, should have that available to them to voice their concerns.
What are some of the concerns that you've heard at the Broward Veterans Coalition meetings or through your day-to-day contact with veterans who reach out to you? Some of the things that they might want to bring up?
Different things that are happening throughout the state benefits. Sometimes they aren't handled properly and they need assistance from the representatives to get those benefits. Sometimes it's just people that don't know that is a benefit to the veterans, and then they deny it. So, you know, that's a recourse.
And when we're talking about a benefits fair, I have a feeling that people might think, oh, healthcare, that's really important. What other benefits? You mentioned all the colleges.
Well, other benefits that we have are benefits to become service connected. There'll be representatives there for that. I also am going to have a young lady there who is going to be offering for verified veterans, people who served. There's going to be a notary there taking care of all that for free that day. And so you won't be paying anything for that.
Is that something that veterans need frequently for processing paperwork or requesting benefits? They need papers notarized?
Yes, through say they write a buddy statement. If they don't put it on the proper form, they would need it notarized. Sometimes they need help with loan documents. Anything that would require a notary.
Okay. Now, can people who are not veterans attend this event?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, anybody can come, but it is for veterans. If you're interested in what goes on in the veteran community, absolutely. And we can always use volunteers, so I'm not going to refuse anyone entry.
What kind of volunteer positions are there? What kind of work do you need support with?
IT. That's our biggest need right now. And we just need basic boots on the ground to get some of our events going. We would probably be holding more if we had more boots on the ground, more people, more hands and feet.
It's so funny. I've heard that phrase so often, and I never connected it with how it is literally what veterans do. When you're in service, it's boots on the ground. And this
Absolutely.
Is the first time I've heard it in context. And it's like, oh, of course, that's what that means. And, you know, I know you have been working to bring veterans organizations together to get each city, each individual city in Broward to create their own coalition and join together with the Broward Veterans Coalition. It seems like this would be a really good opportunity to talk to people about exactly that, since other organizations will be there. And I'm sure this must draw veterans from all over the county and probably other counties too.
Yes. Well, definitely Broward County. And we have people come up even from Miami-Dade, and some Palm Beach people come.
Okay. So again, it's 11 to 3 on September 21st. I know it's a little bit early right now, but put it on your calendar now. Boy, the time goes fast.
And if you want to sign up, please contact me early, very early, because the slots do fill up quickly.
Okay. And that's for having a table at the event. What other kinds of services would be of benefit to veterans, aside from the ones that we know that are organizations that serve veterans? What are some of the other things? Is it like a Feeding South Florida, where they provide food? Or what about home lenders and realtors who can help them with housing?
If they're familiar with the VA process, no matter what happens with the veteran, the VA process, I don't care what it is different and long and a lot of paperwork.
Okay.
So yeah, they need to be familiar with that process. But yeah, if you're familiar, yes, just come and ask, you know, and show us what you got. We're always looking for people to support us, and we're looking for sponsors, and you know, there's almost anything that in the community, because when veterans come home from service, they just don't know where to go or what to do. They're kind of like in limbo when they first get home.
Right.
Even if they lived in that town forever, they've been gone sometimes 20 years, 10 years, 5 years. It doesn't matter. Things change on the regular, and they don't know where to go for different things. And this is an opportunity to show them, say, oh, it's here. And that's part of what our organization also does. We're there to guide people.
Okay. So let's go ahead and give the phone number and the email one more time so that we can bring all of these organizations together and make sure that any veterans who want information can also reach you.
Yes, they can call anytime. It's 954-271-4804. And our email address is browardveterans01@gmail.com.
Okay. And then we also have Ryan's Food with the food distribution 11 to 2, July 12th at the Anson Building. So we'll put all of this on our Veterans Resource page so that people can find it. And one final question, your next meeting?
July 15th. That's the third Monday of...
Right. July 1st is tomorrow. So then it's the 8th, the 15th, third Monday at Tamarack Community Center.
At 2 p.m.
Okay.
8601 West Commercial Boulevard.
All right. Veterans, we invite you to participate. If you're a fan of veterans, if you know a veteran, if you have something to offer veterans, there are opportunities galore. And as Joy has mentioned, many ways to get involved and support our veterans here in South Florida. I can't thank you enough. I know you're busy and you've got a lot going on. So anytime you can take a few minutes and talk to us, it is always appreciated. And I'll be thinking of you on 4th of July.
Well, thank you very much. And we're available whenever you need us, because we definitely enjoy and appreciate the support that you give.
Thank you. It goes both ways. So Joy Allington, president of the Broward Veterans Coalition, and your website?
BrowardVeteransCoalition.org.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much.